Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today for such a time as this. Each day, O Lord, CSC Talk Radio and listeners come to you and pray. We are so burdened for our nation, which was once called a Christian nation, but there are many who are destroying our liberties from within. We know, regardless of the deeds of evil men and women, our liberties do not come from them, but from you. May we stand on that fact and hold fast to you. Give us the boldness and to stand against the evils now being spewed upon this land. We're dealing with lies and death and greed, with the theft of our constitutional rights. They now call good evil and evil good, as you had prophesied. A nation that is upside down because its people forgot whose we are. You know all, you see all, and we trust in you, O God. We now claim your word to be true and ask for your guidance and your wisdom. We beg for your forgiveness and protection. Watch over President Trump and Vice President Pence. Keep them both safe. Grant them wisdom and may they lead us with truth. Guard their families and keep them all safe from the evils of this land. Use CSC Talk Radio to be your light in a nation now consumed with darkness. Bless us, not for our gain, but for your glory. Thank you for Daniel Turner, O Lord. He is a soldier and for common sense and fighting for rural American lives, jobs, and the energy resources of this land, which you so richly have blessed. Keep him safe in all of his travels and grant him discernment and wisdom. May we never lose our sense of humor, even in these days of untruths and mixed messages. The lies are sometimes hysterical, but we know they mean harm with their agendas. For such a time as this, I dedicate this show to you. Fill me with your love and compassion for others today and every day. Amen. We bring on board today, we have Daniel Turner with us, and we're going to talk, I'm not sure what all we're going to talk about, talking about energy and rural America. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, Beth Ann. Thank you, as always, for this wonderful opportunity to be on your show, and thank you for those beautiful prayers.
Oh, you're welcome. I just kind of feel led to do that, and we've been doing it now since September, so nobody's squealed too loud against us, but I just think it's needed. Well, you know, it's a little risky business when you start doing things like that, but I just felt led, and I think when you do what's right, it doesn't matter what happens on the other side, but I was looking through the news, and last night I saw this one particular article I'm going to bring to your attention, and I'm certain you already saw it, but it's talking about the environmentalists in California, and they take aim at the kitchens to save the planet. Apparently, they don't want you to cook with gas. They got to keep it all with electricity, and I'm not sure where they get all that, but so I didn't know if you had seen that particular article or not. It was from Breitbart, the one I have.
Yeah, I did, and it's a growing trend. I believe it was San Francisco, Oakland, which is the other side of the water. I believe they were the first one to start this, to say all new construction going forward cannot have a natural gas hookup. Everything has to be electric. Again, like you said, where does our electric power grid come from? That's another question. But now it's become a popular thing, and more liberal municipalities are adopting this, saying, isn't this a great sign of a progressive agenda put into action? The problem with it, besides the logic of it and the economics, which are always a huge problem for the left, right? The logic and political philosophy and economics are always where they struggle. But the other problem with it is when you take into effect what this does to home prices and building costs. costs. California already has tremendous amount of requirements for green construction, for solar panels that are required on all new construction. And now when you add this onto it, it just drives up the overall cost of new homes. And who does that benefit? Regular working class folks? Of course not. It benefits the rich because it doesn't make a difference to them. And it doesn't make a difference to the either illegal or welfare community. No criticism to them as a good person. But they don't pay for the house. They get it free from the taxpayers. So they don't care. And that's a larger problem in California. You've got a class of people who is either illegal or state-funded because of their income level, and you've got a class of super-rich elites, and neither of them care about rising costs because it doesn't matter. It's just the middle class, and they're the ones leaving.
You know, I was watching last night on with your good friend Tucker Carlson, and he was going on some of these things where, you know, Elizabeth Warren in particular, she's going after the billionaires, and it had AOC standing there beside, they didn't look like a ridiculous couple, Bernie Sanders, and they're putting down the billionaires. Well, Elizabeth Warren's getting a lot of her money from the billionaires, and he was saying, so why, how can they do that? Why would they get money from their enemy? Why would their enemy give them money? It's because of what you just said. They're the ones benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
From what
Absolutely.
The left has on their agenda. And it's not going to be the middle class. The more they scream they're going to help the middle class, the more you need to be in fear because they're not going to help the working class Americans.
Exactly. And I don't begrudge people their wealth. We're capitalists, and it's a wonderful thing that you can be someone like Michael Bloomberg, who was a regular American, didn't grow up in any sense of wealth, smart, invented a superior product in the 70s and 80s, and now he's Bloomberg of Bloomberg Media, of Bloomberg, the Bloomberg Terminal. Bloomberg is the eighth richest person in the world, in the nation, self-made, honest, you know, and he employs tens of thousands of people as a result. But my problem is when now that gives him a sense of entitlement to dictate how the rest of us live. That's the fear I have with the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and Bloomberg and the billionaire class as a whole. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren, I'm no fan, but she has tapped into a lot of regular Americans' anger at this billionaire class that says, well, wait a second, Michael Bloomberg, just because you're worth billions of dollars and you don't like sugary sodas, you think you have a right to ban them? Right? For me, making $40,000 a year, a sugary soda is my little vice. Your vice is you fly to Turks and Caicos for the week, right? You know, you buy $10,000 bottles of wine. But when you're middle class, maybe your vice is a Dr. Pepper. And you're going to make that illegal because you don't think it's good for me? That's the problem. And Elizabeth Warren has tapped into it very, very well.
Yet she stands on some of those policies. She's for that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and her policy prescriptions don't remedy the situation at all. They exacerbate it. So she's tapped into it, but the medicine she's prescribing will just make it worse.
Yeah, it's a bundle of lies is what it is from the socialist side. You know, what AOC was talking about there, I'm visualizing because I stand there watching them standing there, and he had his lips kind of pursed. He wasn't saying anything, and she was just going off and off about how we got to get rid of all these billionaires. These billionaires have a problem, and just going on and on and on. I'm thinking you got a little bit of a problem yourself.
Yeah.
But maybe the billionaires wrote a book. That's how Bernie became a millionaire. He just flat out said, well, I wrote a book. If you write a book and it's a bestseller, you can be a millionaire too. So I'm working on my book. Are you? Are you working on your I Air Music, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're talking about energy today. 877-895-5410. And Daniel with Power the Future. That's powerthefuture.com. Powerthefuture.com. And Daniel Bethan are going to be right back.
That lives down the street. Got a good looking woman with her own town. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us today. We can talk about whatever Daniel wants to talk about. We usually talk about energy resources and what's going on with legislation and some of these areas that, you know, if Rudy was showing me some things from your site today where they're in, let me see, it's in, I think it's in New Mexico, yes, in Colorado, where they're wanting to, they want to ban drilling. Now, they already wanted to ban fracking, and now they want to stop the drilling, and how much that's going to cost the education system because they're getting tax dollars from that. And
Huge problem in New Mexico, especially because there are a couple states in this nation that do not have very diverse economies. And that's can be an economic challenge. Right. Alaska's one, and New Mexico clearly is one. The vast majority of its tax revenue comes from the energy industry, which is why we fight so hard to protect it. And so, in a state like New Mexico, you know, they had almost a $2 billion surplus in 2018. We'll find out what they have in 2019. But that surplus pays for schools. It pays for first responders. It pays for, you know, I'm not an anarchist. I believe in government, and I know government has to get funded somehow. Right. Isn't it great that you can have a thriving industry and then maybe tax the people less? that would be the right way to go, right? But that's now a challenge, that when you have these crazy leftists that you do in New Mexico who say, well, we just have to ban this industry. And, well, what about the fact that it pays for the schools? Where does the Where does the revenue shortfall? Where do we make it up? Right? It's the same as you always point out when you say, well, let's go to wind and solar. Okay. Well, and in the process of shutting down coal plants, where do we get our electricity from? Right? There. How do we maintain the shortfall, the shortage? And there's no answer for that. You know, your readers are probably well versed in that book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, where all the people who ran the industries just pulled the plug and said, okay, fine, we all leave. And what happens to society? And I would love to ask these leftists in an Ayn Rand situation, what if New Mexico energy industry did just say, okay, fine, we're gone. What do you do tomorrow? Right? What do you do when your teachers don't have an income, a paycheck? What do you do when there's no revenue for municipalities? What's your answer to that? And since they know it will never happen, they play these games of chicken all the time, and it's a very frustrating, constant battle we're in. But that's my job.
It is. I was telling Rudy yesterday, we were talking about things that we wanted to do here before Christmas with some of the advertising and such. And I said, you know, we need to talk to somebody in the coal industry, because I said, you know, if the new Green Deal takes place, people are going to be asking for a lump of coal in their stockings.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need to promote that. A lump of coal is a good thing.
Exactly. You know, the next study I want to work on with Power of the Future, and would always welcome your wonderful listeners if they have input or thoughts. They can always email me, daniel@powerofthefuture.com. But if the Green New Deal got implemented, the amount of coal we would need to implement it. I've mentioned this statistic to you before, and I just think it's fascinating. Every wind turbine requires 900 tons of steel, and that steel is forged in coal. And every wind turbine is anchored by 2,500 tons of concrete. And that concrete is made in the heat kilns that is forged by coal. And so if we implemented a Green New Deal, we need more coal than we currently are allowed to or able to mine. We would increase the amount of coal we have, because that's how much steel and concrete we need just for one. And we need tens of thousands of these. And then my second question is, if we need all of that coal for a wind turbine, why can't we just burn that coal for electricity? This seems more direct, doesn't it? And they don't have a good answer for that. So,
get rid of the middleman? Is that what you're saying? Or use the middleman?
Exactly. That's the next thing I want to show, is these environmentalists who say, we're going to get off fossil fuels, we're going to put down all the earths and solar panels. They don't bubble up the surface. You have to go dig down and find those rare earths, zinc, gold, cadmium, lead, silver, cobalt. You need a solar panel. How are we going to excavate all of this tremendous amount of copper that we need if we don't have fossil fuel? Are we going to hand dig? Or, and I say this not callously at all, but just truthfully, or are we going to do as they do in the Congo, the Congolese cobalt mines, and just use children as slaves? Because that's what they do. Your green vehicle that you are proud of is made with a lithium-ion battery that has an awful lot of slave childhood labor from the Congolese dictators. I don't drive one for those purposes. If you want to drive one, go right ahead. Don't tell me that you care about the planet when you're okay with subsidizing child slave camps in Africa. I just find that to be more offensive than, quote-unquote, climate change. But that's just me, Bethann.
I have a guest that I have on periodically, and he studies Agenda 21. And this is a quote from someone. She was the former Canadian Minister of the Environment. It says, no matter if the science of global warming is phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring about justice and equality in the earth. Justice and equality. And one of the others was talking about, and his name, I've lost it here, but he was Foreman was his last name. And it's all about not climate change, but human social change. It's going after the land, it's socialism, it's all that it is, and they have to, in order for people to hand over their liberties willingly, they have to create something to make them willing to do that. Climate change crisis, the environment crisis that they have invented is what they're using against the American people and people across the globe. It's not just here. To hand over their liberties. Oh, yes, we want to save the earth. Oh, yes, we want to be better stewards. Oh, yes, here, you know, take our children. You know, it's that's what they're using. And they admit it. I mean, even if it's phony, it doesn't matter.
No, and that's an excellent point that you raise. Is for any of your listeners or for anyone out there who does believe in the climate change agenda, I'm not going to convince you right now in this wonderful hour I have with you that you are incorrect. I'm not. But I would just like to ask this much. If you believe the climate change is a real threat to our nation and a threat to the world, et cetera, then why does the Green New Deal begin the first couple of paragraphs with health care for everybody, jobs for everybody, universal basic income, open borders? What do any of those things have to do with the fact that sea temperatures are rising and sea levels are rising? And just explain that to me. And the fact that the left, even the noble left, if there's some out there who say, no, I just care deeply about the planet. Okay, well, then you must be able to eschew the Green New Deal as a socialist takeover. Because I may believe deeply in, let's name any other policy. I may believe deeply in Head Start for all children across the nation. But I'm not going to put forward a Head Start policy proposal that begins with talking about the coal industry, because people are going to say, well, what does that have to do with the other? Right. The Green New Deal, as it is written right now, only talks about those social justice issues. And that is why they are using it as a guise to push a much larger agenda that has nothing to do with the climate.
And I want to remind my listeners that I have the Green New Deal, and if you want a copy of it that you can hold in your hand, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and ask for the Green New Deal. And I was just thinking, we haven't done this, and I'm not sure if we can or not, but if we could put it on the website or put a link to it or just put it in there in written form on the blog page, then you can just go and do that if you don't want to have all that. You don't want to kill a tree with the paper. Kill a tree or have a paper straw. I don't know which one. Plastic straw. It is a mess when you stop and think about it. The lies that we're being told and buying, it's just crazy. And some of us aren't buying them. Some of us might have bought a few of them a few years back, and now we're going, nah, that doesn't make any sense anymore. You've kind of ruined it with the paper straw, plastic straws, back to the paper straw. So we're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome if you got a question or a little input on the energy system here in the United States, resources, Green New Deal. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Daniel Turner. Send him some ideas if you'd like to. It's DanielTurner@PowerTheFuture.com. Visit his website. It's just PowerTheFuture.com. Daniel Bethan will be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800 978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. You can visit him at powerofthefuture.com and look at some of the articles that they write there. And it's just information that you need to know. Need to know what's going on. And it's not just in one state or the other or in one nation or the other. It's across the globe. But he's only taking care of mid-America. He's only taking care of rural Americans. So I don't think he's ventured out on the other side of the globe for this. But powerofthefuture.com, you can visit him right there and look at some of the articles that they have. And you can send him an email at Daniel Turner at powerofthefuture.com. So, Daniel, you know, I've pulled out some things that I wanted to see if you had read, but what's going on? What do you have for me?
Well, you know, what's bothering me right now in this, as we get closer to the election, and I've always kept my finger on the pulse of the Green New Deal nonsense, is we're getting ready to do a fairly big and comprehensive list of all of the green nonsense, the green lies that are out there when it comes to the candidates, and just facts that we've talked about before. The amount of states, because of their lousy governor's policies, the amount of states that import gas from Russia. They import LNG, liquid natural gas, from Russia because they refuse to build pipelines to be green. The amount of states that import coal from China. I don't know if your listeners are aware, we import an awful lot of coal from China. Which is kind of bizarre because we're fighting to shut down coal plants in America, but we import it. Lies like the governor of California who touts his green renewable standards, but really all they do is they just import electricity from Oregon where they burn coal, and you just take that off the books. And, you know, it would be like if I went through my whole diet right today and I said, well, I had a salad at lunch. And so look at me. I'm having a, well, what about dinner? All you eat was ice cream. Well, I just won't include that. I'll just take it off the list. Right? Well, if you have everything you ate for dinner, everything you ate that whole day on the list, that list is pretty bad, Daniel, and that's why you're a little chubby. But, no, I'll just take the ice cream off. I'll take this off. And
cookies don't count.
And exactly. And that's what these states are doing. And I would pull my hair out, except it's already all gone. But my frustration level of these governors saying, look at our green standards, but you're importing gas from our enemies. I would love to ask the president to get another, and I don't like government, Bethann, you know I don't, but I'd love another national executive order that says you can't buy gas from Russia when we have enough of it in Pennsylvania. You can't, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to ask families that are trying to survive, you know, and they stop buying things because they already have them in-house. Ask it. This was the common phrase from my mom. Can I go buy pizza? No, we have cold cuts here. Make a sandwich. I want to go buy pizza. Well, you can't go buy pizza when I have food already here in the fridge. We have gas all across this country, but we don't use it. We buy it from Russia, and that's green. So those are the issues that are in my head right now as I'm pulling together this piece. We've got to expose just the fraudulent left for who they are. I'm tired of them.
Let me know if I can help with any of that, too.
Please.
We have a caller. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Yeah, just fine. Hey, thanks for your work.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to bring up with Daniel, are you doing any work on the Jones Act? Because right now, what I'm reading is, they've discovered so much more liquid natural gas up there in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be shipped, and it's 40% less expensive than building pipelines across the state and so forth. People in Alaska can't even use the natural gas there. And
no.
the Jones Act about the ships, you can't go from one port to another American port unless it has a crew of 75% American and the ship's built in America. And it's killing our shipbuilding industry, but it's really killing our greatest resources in Alaska because we have every rare earth mineral, everything that we need up there. If we'd open up a pipeline to Alaska or roadways through Canada, etc. But the elimination of the Jones Act, right now, people in Puerto Rico are buying natural gas from Russia because they can't buy gas from Texas or Louisiana off ships that don't comply with the Jones Act.
You know, you raised such a great point, Kevin. Yeah, you raised such a wonderful point, and you're really well-versed in this, and that's just great to hear. So thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. When I was a kid learning about the America, we did still call it Seward's Folly, because people didn't know what was in Alaska. We knew that there had already been gas discovered, and they were building the Trans-Alaska pipeline, what they call TAPS up there. But every day we seem to be discovering more and more. And you mentioned the rare earths, and Alaska is a wealth of rare earth materials. But you're right, we have laws in place. Laws in place that are so crazy that we have to send our crude overseas to China to be refined to send it back across the Pacific as gasoline, and it is cheaper because the amount of rules and regulations in America somehow prohibit it. We can't open a refinery is another main reason. So you're absolutely right. There are some archaic rules that were written years ago that were meant to protect jobs, meant to protect industry, but they were written for a time period. And times have changed, and rules need to be applied, not the Constitution, but laws need to be applied to their current situation. And that's a great example of a government overreach that is making it difficult for industry to survive.
Good. One more comment about it, because it's even killing our shipping industry, our shipbuilding industry, and those states up there, the biggest builders, they support the Jones Act more or less, because they don't change their pricing on shipbuilding and et cetera, and they don't fight to get that. And we could use a shipbuilding. We could use all our resources out of Alaska. It's, 30% of our land base. And it's a boondoggle, and it's through the moneymakers. I thank you, Daniel. Thank you. And I hope everyone's supporting CSC. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Everyone supports CSC, where you're that you're doing the Lord's work here, Beth Ann. But she mentioned the shipbuilding industry, and one of the conversations I've been trying to have in Alaska is with the cruise ship industry. And I'm sure some of your listeners have taken an Alaska cruise, or know people who have. It's a very popular tourist attraction. What would happen if a Green New Deal were implemented to the cruise ship industry? We have a law that does not allow for commercial vehicles to run on nuclear power. The military, the Navy can, but cruise ships can't, cargo ships can't. What would happen to the cruise ship industry if we have a Green New Deal and the thousands and tens of thousands of jobs that supports? Those are those little nagging questions. I say little as a joke. They're huge. But those are those little nagging questions that we need to ask these candidates at the forums as they talk about, when I'm president and I implement the Green New Deal, here's a question for you. And if you're Kamala Harris, your answer will be, we should have a conversation about that. That's how she starts every answer. If she doesn't like the question, she says, what, we need to have a conversation about that. And then she moves on.
That's a good topic for a conversation. She does say that a lot. You got her down pat. You need to work on that one. You got her down good. And those are the things, too, when they start spewing this out of their mouths that we don't all think about, because not everybody has knowledge like Kevin does about the Jones Act and some of these other things. And not everybody knows, but the restrictions are going to keep these cruises from happening. You're not going to get to take, I've never taken one. I've always wanted one. But everyone that I know that went on an Alaska cruise absolutely loved it. It was a beautiful, beautiful cruise. But I've not been able to do that. But those things would be gone. Because it's people control. That's what it is. It's people control. They don't care about the energy. They're going to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. You're not going to be able to. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner. He's fighting for rural America and our future, the energy, the future of the United States of America. Power the future. PowerTheFuture.com. Just give us a call at 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. You know, Daniel, we are fighting so many things and from so many directions. I didn't realize, and you've probably told me before, but, you know, sometimes I can't remember everything, that we were bringing in so much coal from China, which really doesn't make any sense at all. And, you know, when you stop and you think about that, it makes absolutely zero sense and puts the American people in a negative, because here we are losing jobs. They're putting the coal industry in this nation out of business. And I'm certain that it's probably the same as some of the other things that you mentioned. They're using slave labor and child labor to mine the coal over there in China. And so we're okay with that, I guess, you know, as long as they've got the dirty air and we don't. But yet if we spend trillions and trillions of dollars here, we can clean it all up.
Exactly. That's my ultimate dislike with the politics of someone like Tom Steyer. Because he is an investor in all of these foreign companies. And so where there is no OSHA and OSHA compliance, as anyone who of your listeners who runs any sort of plant or factory knows how expensive OSHA compliance is, EPA compliance, right, workers' comp insurance, all of these things that add up that make running any type of, to put it, not at all pejoratively, just bluntly, blue-collar industry, that's what makes it really expensive to manufacture here in America or to open an energy industry, coal, oil, gas, fracking, et cetera. China doesn't have any of those things, and so it's cheap. Yeah. And so Tom Steyer makes billions of dollars, but he's fine with a 9-year-old girl working in a mine in China, but he will be damned, to put it bluntly, apologize if a co-worker in Wyoming is going to. And he will fight to make sure that person loses his job because he thinks coal is bad. And my question to Tom Steyer is, do you care about America? Do you care about people? Do you care about or your bottom dollar. Because ultimately, you're just looking to make money by banning something in America and making the imports legal. I think he's just a genuinely bad person. That's a horrible thing for me to say, and I don't say it lightly, but I do believe Tom Steyer is a bad person.
You know, I think you should say that. And I'm just saying that because I think it's an honest statement. They're deceiving people. You know, so when somebody says, well, Joe Biden did this, but I think he's a good person, but he didn't. No, he's not a good person.
No.
Somebody who is dishonest, somebody who does what he did, that's not a good person. They're thieves. They're thieves, and we need to call them out. Don't say, well, I think they're okay. Why? Because he can talk smooth? That doesn't make him a good person. You know, and yeah, he's had many obstacles, many tragedies in his life. Well, so have many Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to take from them, take advantage of a position they've entrusted you in, and make your children rich, no, you're not a good person. It's deceiving. And so with Steyer's, it's the same thing. They're not good people. They're taking advantage of the American people, and they're taking those elected officials, excuse me, I'm on my little soapbox here, they're taking advantage of how we have trusted them with our liberty to do what is right for this nation. And what do we see? We see a party, and we see another party staying way too silent, but we see a party that has risen up against the American people. They've risen up against the Constitution. They're pushing socialism. They're pushing the Green New Deal, which is nothing but socialism. And so you're absolutely correct in calling him not a good person. You don't need to feel guilty for that, because I do it every day.
and we are pushing the left is pushing this impeachment process. And regardless of how you feel about President Trump, I know this for a fact, the people who dislike the president dislike him vehemently. And the ground of this impeachment is his behavior, his words, his ethics, how he talked, how he, okay, well, if behavior is grounds for impeachment, what do we think of someone, I mentioned the Tom Steyer example, what do we think of someone who called herself a minority for decades to secure a $400,000 a year teaching job at Harvard, and it was all a lie? Is that an impeachable offense that you're Elizabeth Warren, and now we gloss over it? We actually make fun of it, and Trump calls her Pocahontas, but if at your core...
And that makes him mean.
Exactly.
But she stole a job from somebody who was a true minority, and she's not mean?
Amen. You know, if at your core you are a liar or a fraud, then you carry that with you. And people will say, well, that's exactly what President Trump is. Okay, if you want to accept that, well, then every single candidate basically running for office right now is in the exact same position. And then we need a larger revolution here in America, because that is why we, you know, and I've said, well, I think my very first episode with you 2 years ago, I said revolution is in our DNA. Right, we did not peacefully secede from the UK and be part of its Commonwealth like many of our allies did. We fought a bloody war, and revolution is part of the American spirit. And if these people, like Bloomberg, like Steyer, or Bernie, come in and say, not only are we taking away your Second Amendment right, but we're forcing you to open up your borders and pay for illegal immigrants to get better benefits than you do. Et cetera, et cetera.
And you're going to pay for it.
Our DNA, exactly.
We're going to give them free health care, and you're going to pay for it. You know,
exactly.
And that's exactly what they're saying. They don't say it like that, but that's exactly what they're saying. And it was, and they made a comment last night, and it's absolutely true. It's a true question. I mean, it deserves being answered, but you're not going to get an answer from them. And that is, well, if we shouldn't have any more children, and it's all about the population that's causing this, why are we bringing more people into the United States?
Exactly. Any person who their recommendation for the climate or for any issue is population control, I say this in all candor, has to begin with himself. If you have the gall to say, we are going to, Bernie Sanders said, we are going to provide taxpayer funding so that we can do population control in third world countries. How about we start with Vermont? Why don't we ask the people of Vermont? Vermont's got a lot of nice old people. Let's ask them all to take their own lives. I mean, I know that it sounds crazy, but why should the Sudan begin with it? Why should Honduras?
Why would you think anyone who's willing to kill a freshly born baby, put it over to the side, make sure it's comfortable before we execute it, before we decide to execute it. Why do you think they would think anything different about executing someone who's very ill or someone who's very old and worthless now? Why would you think they would do anything different? Oh, my goodness, we are running out of time.
Like I told you yesterday in a text, it's the fastest hour of my month, but it's always a favorite to talk to you and your listeners.
I have you on the schedule to be back in 2 weeks.
I'll be there. You'll
be back in 2 weeks, and we'll discuss some more of this. And I'm sure there'll be more stuff come up in between that time. I'll tell you what, Daniel. I'm so thankful for you, not just for what you do for CSE Talk Radio, but I know that you are in the trenches day in and day out, and we need people like you. We need patriots like you, and I thank you very much for all of that. I'm going to let you go for the day. I appreciate everything that you do, Daniel. Visit his website, powerthefuture.com, powerthefuture.com. Let's all band together. Learn what we can. Educate ourselves. Call to action and bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.